So what I wanted to say is sort of a psicha. So the Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is also about chilu b'shtiyah, chitzah sicha, nilas sandal, tashma shamito. So as far as achilu and shtiyah are concerned, so that's clear that that's a din deraisa. This achilu b'shtiyah and Yom Kippur is a din deraisa. It's chayav koros. The Gemara says by us in Rapai ayin dalem dalef. It's chayav koros, and it's also clear only achilu b'shtiyah is chayav koros. The other inuim there's no chayav koros. The Gemara and the Mishnah Pe'alot says there's a chiyuv carbon also only by a chiyuv v'shtiyah. There's no chiyuv carbon by the other inuyim. By a chiyuv v'shtiyah itself, we'll see. There's also the sugya. First of all, where does it say the lav? The Torah only says an essay. The nisim is nafshir sechem. Ta'anu is nafshir sechem. Doesn't really say a lav in the Torah. So that's the sugya. The Gemara moves it out from gzera shava that an oishim elam ken masirim. Since there is an oinish, there must be an asara. So the Gemara is out from Barry. The Gemara is differently mudim, but the Gemara al kaponim has a limud, various limudim for the lav, because there must be a lav in order for there to be a chiyuv. In order for there to be a chiyuv carbon, chiyuv karis, there has to be a lav. So the Gemara has a drasha for a lav. But al kaponim, that's for sure that achilu v'shtiyah are the only ones for which there's a chiyuv karis and for which there's a chiyuv carbon, and they're certainly also with their eyes. The Gemara in Ayadalim and Bay says, how do we take a know that it's talking about achilu v'shtiyah? The Torah says, ta'anus nafshisechem. And it, or it says an efreshes leituna, so vavati is vavadati is shmoi. But where does it say the storm of achilu v'shtiyah? So Gemara dashins that since it says vavadati is shmoi, vavati is an efreshes hu. So we learn out that it's talking about things that have ibud nefesh. Achilu v'shtiyah is a ibud nefesh. It's memayit chelbei v'domayit. There's a ibud nefesh. So that's and that is the chiyuv karis, and that's an inisa deraisa. The question is, what about in regard to the other inuyim? There's certainly no chiyuv carbon. There's no chiyuv koras, but is it nonetheless a din deraisa? Maybe still included in the essay at least of ta'anos nafshir sechem, or maybe it's only a din derabbanan all together. So first of all, how do we even know the other inuyim? So that's the Gemara, the suga, the Gemara, the first suga, and ayin dalem and aleph. Gemara learns it out from the word shabosin, shabbos shabosin. It's coming to be marbe the other inuyim. And later on in the Gemara, later on in the Sugya, there's a more elaborate, the Gemara has a whole Amud, a blat really, about the Torah says five times the word Inui in regard to Yom Kippur. So we dashin that that refers to the five Inuyim, and the Gemara has a long arichas. How do we know that each one of these activities, or refraining from each one of these activities, is called an Inui? So it sounds like it's a deraisa, the Gemara dashin from Shabbos Shabbosah, you know, or from the five times that it says Loshon of Inui. However, a lot of Rishonim, some of the Rav Rishonim hold that it's only that they're really only also the Rabbanon, and the Pasuk is only in Asmachta. Tosfos and Ayin Zayin and Aleph Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and the Tosfos Rishonim here at the beginning of the Perek Barichus, and the Rosh and the Ran, they all hold that it's an Isser, that these are only also the Rabbanon. The main raya that they bring is from the fact that in regard to these other Inuyim, we find Kulas, we find instances in which Chazal were Mekel. In the Mishnah itself, you have Melech and Kala and Chaya, according to Belazar, that we make all that they're allowed to be reichitz. We have later on Mishi Adam Meluchachis Betit. If somebody is dirty, he's allowed to wash it on Yom Kippur. Or Mishi Eshte Chatotim Beroisha. If somebody has some kind of scales on his head, so he's allowed to be soch. He's allowed to do sicha. If it would be a din deraisa, so unless it's Bikuch Nefesh, how could he be matir? How could he be matir nisa deraisa? Achilu v'shtiyah were not matir for anything, unless it's pikuach nefesh. So from here, they want to be mechiach. These are shayinim and mechiach. That it must be. This is only these are only isurim derabbanon. And Chazal were mekel b'mokim hatzerich. So that's the shita m'stam of Rav Rishonim. The Rambam is chaylik. The Rambam writes. We'll take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes as follows: Halacha Dalad. Mitzvus essay acheres yesh b'yom kippurim. Besides melacha, before we talked about melacha, but there's another essay on Yom Kippur. Who lishbois me achilu v'shtiyah? That's to be shayvus from achilu v'shtiyah. Shenema ta'anu es nafshei sechem. V'piashmu lomdu inu shehu la nefesh zehatzayim. That is referring to fasting, not meaning achilu v'shtiyah. Bechalat Samboy, Kia Mitzvah Vechalaychel v'shoyse by bitl mitzvah sasei v'alver alay sasei shenem kichal nefesh shalay tuuneh be'etzem ayam zeh v'nichrusa me'achas shonish hakosuk koros le'mishalay nisaneh le'madnu shemusharim anu boyal achilu v'shtiyah. And the fact that there's an einish koros, so ein einish melim came asirim, so we infer that there's a lab as well, even though it's not an explicit lab, but we infer that there's also a lab. And Gemar Payalef says that the Torah didn't say a Loshon Lav explicitly because it's hard to think of a Loshon the Torah could have said. What does the word of this say? It says, Alef Medalef. Why doesn't it say Beferish from Torah and Asar Vinu? Mishum Dulayevshu, what should it say? Hechi Nichtav, Nichtav Rechmanu Lo Yeichal. If it would have said a Loshon of Lo Yeichal, Achila B'Kazayis, Shia Achila would imply that it's a Kazayis. Kippur's not a Kazayis, it's B'Kasevis. Nichtav Rechmanu Lo Yeichal, Kum Echol Mashma, that would be Mashma that you're Mechuyiv, don't fast. Lo Yeichal, what do you mean Lo Yeichal? That would be Mashma you should eat. We want to say it's the opposite. You're not supposed to eat. So there was no way the Torah could have said the lav over here. So that's why I didn't say the lav explicitly. Yeah, the Gemara says, Maskefler of Ashi, Nichtev al Tosu min ha'inui. The Torah could have said, don't be sore, don't refrain from inui. So the Gemara says, Kashi, Nechanan, that's a Kashi. Why didn't the Torah say, Lo Tosu min ha'inui? Akoponim. That's the sense of the lab. We infer from the Chiyuv Karas that there's a that there is an unwritten lav of leisosu min ha'inui. So that's achila v'shtiyah. That's halacha dalet. Then the Rambam goes on halacha hey v'chein lemadnu mipi hashmua. We also learned Torah Shabbat there. She also liches by a losu chaylina lesasando leilivel. That's also also. Rambam says mipi hashmua. Mipi hashmua means Torah Shabbat. And there's a mitzvah to be shavus, just like you have to be shavus from achila v'shtiyah, you have to be shavus from mechitzas sicha nilas sandal and tashmish. Shenema Shabbos Shabbosim. So we dash in this is the Gemara 9 Dalad, Shabbos linin achila v'shtiyah in yonim elu. I'm sorry, Shabbos linin achila v'shabbosim in yonim elu. So we Shabbos Shabbosim, Shabbos linin achila v'shabbosim in yonim elu. Ein chayav and chorus a korban el al achilu v'shtiyah b'lvad, aval merochet shisoch eino al ebol makanos emakas mardos. So it's clear in the Rambam that it's a din deraisa. It's not a din deraisa. It's mipi hashmua. The Rambam brings the drosha Shabbos Shabbosayim. The only thing is, there's no chiyav chorus, no chiyav korban. So in the Rambam, there's also no malchus. Only makas mardos mid rabbanon, but there's no malchus. Hashem shadi is no malchus because there's no lav. It's not a stands to reason there's no lab. You know, it's before in the Ram, it's only also al Shabbos Shabbos and al the essay. But it's not a lav. Some would have to be that way. The whole lav by Achila v'shtiyah, it's not an explicit lav. We learn out the lav because in ancient Elim came Masir, we learn out the lav from the Chi of Chorus. And there's no Chi of Chorus by the other Inuyim. So if there's no Chi of Chorus, then there can't be a lav. If the whole lav is learned out from the Chi of Chorus, so in regard to the other Inuyim, where there's no Chi of Chorus, about it, there's no lav. So the Ram holds there's no lav. But Shabbos Shabbos, so in essay l'chayra, we'll see more in detail later on, but l'chayra means it's like an essay there is. So Mela, there's no Malkus, set Maximadus Midrabon. So that's the Shit Sarama, that the other Inuyim are deraisa. They're not a lav, they're not a Chi of Chorus, they're not a Chi of Carbon. But nonetheless, there's a chiyuv, chara chiyuv essay. Yeah, so the Fila Rambam. The Fila Rambam, we have to understand what are we going to do with Rishonim's Kasha? So how do we have all these kulus? Kala, Melech, Chatotim B'Roshoi, Yodim Melechoches. If it's a din d'oraisa, where's their makom to be makom? So the aim is the Pesach Dover is in the Ran itself, even though the Maskan of the Ran is that it's not their only Yisurim Derabon and not like their Amam. The Ran entertains that maybe it isn't in their Isa like their Amam. And the Ran asks, so why do you have all of these Kulus? So the Ran says, maybe since the other Inuyim are not Mefurish and Torah, Kilo Achila Vishti is sort of a Mefurish and Torah, even though it's also not really Mefurish and Torah. But since we have this drush of Inu Sheish, but Ibn Nefesh, so that's Cain. Apparently, that's considered to be that's Pshutah Shel Mikra. That's not called a drasha. But Shabbos Shabbosa, and that's only a ribui. That's called a drasha. And that's since it's only a drasha, so even though it's a drasha deraisa, it's a din deraisa. But nonetheless, it's Moser Yakosub leChachamim. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to determine and when to allow these inuyim and when not. And Chachamim were makel. And whenever these things are being done, not l'shem tainuk. Those they Chachom said that it's only osir mechitzah sicha. They're only osir when they're being done for tainuk, for pleasure. But if it's yodim melachlochas betit, so he's not washing it off for pleasure. He's washing it off because he doesn't want the pain of being melachlochas betit. Yes, chatotim beroish. He's not being soch for pleasure. He's being soch to get rid of the pain. And so on, Melech and Kalo, they're not being reches for pleasure, but Shlita Zgan al Bailu or Melech Biofi Techazem Enecho. So Mimelo, whenever there's some other reason, but it's not being done with Tainug, so Chachomim, so the Torah gave it over to the Chachomim to say that here already the Torah said it's up to the Chachomim to decide when these Inuim are also and when they're Mutter. Chachomim said they're only also the Shem Tainug. Nonetheless, the Ran at the end of the day rejects the Rama for a different reason. Not because of the Taisus Kasha. How can we be Makel? That he had a solution. Masra Kosov Lechachamim. But the Ran has a different problem. Because the Gemara in Ches and Mavur, that you're allowed to be Soch, to be Reichetz, a Koton, be a Dayim. Children, you're allowed to bathe in Yom Kippur. Not only allow them to bathe themselves, you're allowed to bathe the child. You're allowed to be soft a child. Just Me'ilis Hassan, the Gemara says, you're not supposed to do. Because that's such a big deal for the child. The child can walk around barefoot, the child can wear sneakers, not the end of the day. But the other things that are important for the child, Hayinu Revise, that's part of what the child needs to be nurtured. So that's Mutta to do, be a Dayan. Same state thing, Gemara, and Chesem and Beis. So the Ran asks, if these would be Surim Deir Aiso, so how could you give it to the child, be a Dayan? There's a halacha. Gemara says that you're not allowed to be sofer. That means to give, to feed, to give b'yadayim. You're not allowed to be sofer. It's to be b'yadayim. It says by Shotzim. Le'soichem Gemara dashen is le'sachilim. That lehasik ve'lem alaktanim. That even though Kotan, who's doing an avera, ain't based in mitzuvin lafrishay, based on that mechuyif to stop a child's eating treif, based on that mechuyif to stop him. Tumu rishayim. What about chinuch? When we learned sukkah, we talked about it. Where did the mitzvah of chinuch go? Maybe chinuch is only on the father. Maybe chinuch. Maybe we're talking about a child who's under the age of chinuch. Look upon him. The din is ain't based in mitzvah and lafish. Child's eating treif, based on that mechuyif to stop him. Certainly, if he's under the age of chinuch, going to many rishonim, even if he's over the age of chinuch, if it's not the father, it's only the father has to be mechanachim. So we don't have to stop him. But to give him b'yadayim is also, and that's a din deraisa lo yisachilum. It's called an isser sfiyah. Not allowed to give b'yadayim an isser to a cotton. Ask the Ran. So how can you bathe the child? How can you bathe the child? How could you be? How could it be soch a child? You're doing this. You're doing this to be a dayim. It should be an isser sfiyah. Al kochach says the Ran, it must be that the shari nuyim are not also midrash at all. It's only this is the rabbanon, and this is the rabbanon. They were makel that you're allowed to do it for a child.
Maybe why didn't the Ran answer masu kasul chachamim?
Because masu kasul chachamim means chachamim could determine what's called an inu and what's not called an inu. But where it is an inu, you can't give it to. The Torah didn't say chacham, you can do what you want. The Torah said that it's up to the chacham to determine what's called an inu, what's not called an inu. These inuim, since they're not mefurish, so the chacham are going to determine. Like we have many times in this idea, masra kasa the chacham. It's up to the chacham to determine what's included in the yisur. The Torah says a shabbosan to be shavus from to be shavus to do a half shari inuim. What's called the inu? what goes into the Asirini, what doesn't. So Chacham drew a line. They said, what's Latainug, that's called, that's a violation of Inui. To do things Latainug is a violation of Inui. Not Lashem Tainug is not a violation of Inui. But Chacham don't have they can't just write, you know, they don't have a blank check. They can't just give out dispensations, you know. Maybe for fundraising, it'll be mutter. I mean, they can't give out stamp dispensations. They can say, what's Inui, what's not Inui. So to give to a cotton be a dime, it's still Inui, and it's Lisachim. So al kochach, it's a kash in the ram. Their answer is a kash in the ram. So the Divya Chesko in Simon Tezvov talks about this ram. He says, the emes is a posha teitza. Because we already saw in the Rambam that Shari Nuyim are only an essay and not a laugh. Since the moving the Rambam is not even Malkus, only Malkus Ma'adis Midrabonim. So it's only an essay, maximum it's an essay, it's not a laugh. So he says, he assumes for the Poshut that the Isra Sviya only applies to Lavin and not to Essen. There's no Isra Sviya in an essay. I looked around afterwards. I found it's not so mafush anywhere like this. It's not mafush in Gemara, that's for sure. The Beisayis brings it from the Trumas Hadeshin and from the Agoyis Maimoni. This you say that the Israel Sachilim is only in Lavan, not in Essen. Rakoponim, I'm for sure we can say it that way. So it says the Divrei Cheskel, that's the Eitzah for the Rambam, that the other Inuyim, since they're only an essay. So there's no Isra Sviya. The Torah, you have to know what's the difference. Why is there a difference between an essay and a lav? Could be stam, because the Torah said the drush is from Leis Seichlum, Leis Achilum. So the Torah, the drush is in a lav. So the Torah said in lav, and there's an Isra Sviya. But in essence, we don't find this in Isra Sviya. Yeah, this other way, maybe Kotlin not about how could have Essen, since he's not really Mitzvah, so how could have an essay? A lav is like Be'etzim. This is a forbidden act. The Kotlin doesn't have the responsibility, but Be'etzim is a forbidden act. Kach. The Yisoy is not a hard Yisoy to hear. Shesh Neb Meferish in Trumas Hadeshin. That the Din HaSvi is only by lav and not by Essen. So Mela says that Be'etzim Cheskel, so Mela, the Rans Kach and Asher. However, the Rav Yechez goes on and says, one second, that's in regard, I understand, by the other Inuyim. But what about Achil and Shtiyah? Achil and Shtiyah is a Vadin Elav. How can you give a Kotim be a dime to eat on Yom Kippur? Why isn't there an Issa Sviyah? That was Kashin the Ran L'chara. We'll see, it's the Ran himself addresses it. But Bashkof Rishoyim, it's a Tain on the Ran. The Ran wants to prove from this Kasha, from Sviyah, he wants to prove that it must be that the Shari Nuyim are only Darabonim. Because if the Shari Nuyim will be Daraisa, how could you give to a cotton? How could you be Soch a cotton? How could you be Reichitz a cotton? It will be in Issusphere. A Kochuk, the Rechitz, a Sichel, it's only this Darabonim. So what did the Ran gain? Achil and Shtiyah is a Daraisa even according to the Ran. Everybody gives Achil and Shtiyah is Daraisa. And yet you could give the Lchaira, you could be Michael a cotton, be a dime. So how are you allowed to be Michael a cotton, be a dime? How can a mother nurse a baby? How can you Michael Cotton be a dayim? It's gonna be how can Michael Cotton be a dayim? What happened to Lisa Sfiel? What happened to Leis Achilum? So what they're on gain by saying that the other is you know him at the Rabbanan, but Achil and Shtiyah is at the Eisa. So the Ran himself addresses it, and the Ran says that Achil and Shtiyah is Pikuach Nefesh. That yeah, a Cotton you can be Michael Cotton. You can be Michael Kotini and Kippur because it's Bikuch Nefesh. So it's a shtickle of chiddush. It's Bikuch Nefesh to be Michael Kotini and Kippur. I mean, maybe a nursing baby, maybe it is Bikuch Nefesh, but a six-year-old child, it's Bikuch Nefesh to feel fast. And even if it is Bikuch Nefesh, not Bikuch Nefesh to give him breakfast. It's Bikuch Nefesh to give him maybe dinner, maybe a late lunch, but breakfast, he has to have breakfast. So what's the head to be Machil and be a dime? So little bit higher on the Ran. Kachikach, as I said, the Ran says that it's Pekuch Nefesh. They were the Chazal and Rekel, you ought to be Michael, be a dime to a cotton because it's Pekuch Nefesh. But the Tevi Cheskel points out that in Rashi, the Chariz Mavur not the way. Because if you look at Rashi and the Gemara on during the Murnai and Ches, I'll put it up on the thing. It's better. I'll put it up. Hold on a second. Yeah, Tana Rabbanu. Hatinoik is mutarim bekulum chutz min ilus hasandal. Children are allowed to do soch, sicher, chichz, everything, just not shoes. Vekim amayshna nilus hasandal. Why is nilus hasandal osur? The army inshi adulei, because people might think if they see a child wearing shoes, that an adult put the shoes on him. So that's why they didn't allow. You don't want people to think that an adult put the shoes on himself. Apparently, that's not a problem. Is that mitzvah? But people are going to say an adult put the shoes on him. So people are going to say, if they see the child has, he looks like he just came out of the bath, they're going to say that somebody bathed him. So the Gemara answered, no. People see that the child looks clean. They're not going to say, oh, somebody bathed him today. They'll say they bathed him yesterday. So if they see him wearing shoes, they'll say that the mother put the shoes on yesterday. If you want to taste the time miso, then you should go to sleep wearing shoes. The child of Adam puts his shoes on in the morning. They didn't sleep in his shoes. Mutter's mashma that it's mutter lechatchila to do it for the child, not just that you're allowed to let the child walk around bathed or let him bathe himself, because people will say, well, you bathed him yesterday. It's mashma that you're allowed to bathe him lechatchila. So here's what's mefurish in the Gemara, that you're allowed to bathe him, that an adult is allowed to bathe the child. That's the whole point of the Gemara. If the issur would only be for the if we were talking about the child doing it for himself, but an adult would be also to do it to him, so then I would understand the difference between the Ilus HaSandal and the other Inuyim. The Ilus HaSandal, it's a bigger chash. People will think that the mother did it because he certainly put his shoes on in the morning. The other things that was Me'esla, but the Gemara is Deichit, because Mutter is Mashmul Chathchil, the Ilari do be a Dayim. Ela Hanach, the Lav Rebbe Sayu, goes with Rabbanon. Hanach, the Rebbe Sayu, who goes with Rabbanon. Wearing shoes, that's not part of the growth of the child. The child doesn't need to wear shoes, leather shoes. So Chazal were going to say that even a child shouldn't wear shoes. But those things that are visayu, bathing, sicha, that are necessary for the good health of the child, so that like Gosub Rabban and Chazal weren't geisa. That's the Gemara. So if you look at Rashi, Mutarim Bekulam, it's going on there, that's the beginning of the sugya, that the Mishnah said that Ketanim and Mutarim Bekulam. So Rashi sets it up, Bechalhani de Masnisin, Achila, Beshtia, Verechitza, Vesicha. So Rashi sets up that the topic of the sugya is not only rechitza and sicha and ilus hasandal, but achila and shtia are also part of what the Gemara is discussing. And it's regarding achila and shtia that the Gemara is asking, when the Gemara asks, why is ilus hasandal, which is usur for a child, different than everything else, which is mutter for a child, the kasha not only in regard to rechitza and sicha, but in regard to achila and shtia also. And the teretz of the Gemara is hainu revisai, so if that's the case, when the Gemara says you're allowed to do it b'yadayim, it's talking about achila and shtia, and the Gemara doesn't say because it's pekuch nefesh. It's according to the Ran that Achil and Shtia are Pikuch Nefesh, and Achil and Shtia are off the table. The Gemara is not even discussing why are Achil and Shtia Mutter and Nilas HaSandal is also. Achil and Shtiyah, Pikuch Nefesh, they're all together in a different category. It's Mavu and Rashi that Achil and Shtiyah are not Pikuch Nefesh. And they go into the Gemara's Kasha. Hakam Achil and Shtiyah, Rechitza and Sicha are Mutter, and Ilus and Sandal is also. And the Gemara's answer is, Rechitza, Sicha, and Achil and Shtiyah, that's Rabbi Sayu, that's the child's nurturing, not Pikuch Nefesh, but it's a nurturing thing. So we're Mekel, Chazal, we're Mekel, like Kedur and Yom Kippur. Ilus and Sandal is not a nurturing issue, and therefore they were guys that you can't even do it to a child. So it says it to Becheskel. So it's clear in Rashi that Achil and Shtiyah is not Pikuch Nefesh. It's no different than Shtiyah and Rechitza. It's no different than Rechitza and Sicha. And it's Mutter anyway. Has it Mutter anyway? If it's a Dinder, if it's an Issa Der Isa, so has it Mutter to do to a child? What happened to Sviyah? What happened to the Issa Der Isa of Sviyah? And I'm just clear, we can ask in the Lashon of Gemara also. The Gemara's Lashon is Gozu B'Rabbanon. What's Gozu B'Rabbanon? If it's an Issa you're talking about Achil and Shtiyah, Achil and Shtiyah, that is an Issa D'Raisa. What's Gozu B'Rabbanon? Like Gozu B'Rabbanon. Who's talking about the Rabbanon? It's an Issa D'Raisa with an Issa Sphere D'Raisa. So why is it Mutter? What's like Gozu B'Rabbanon? Who needs a D'Rabbanon? It's an Issa D'Raisa. So the emphasis, the cash is not so terrible altogether, despite the Devi Cheskel, because Rashi Grada holds, or at least Rashi's mashma, that the Shari Nuyim, like most Rishonim hold, are only Durabonim. Because Rashi and I, in Dalai Mad Aleph, when the Gemara brings the drosh of Shabbos Shabbosin, go back to that, when the Gemara brings the drosh of Shabbos Shabbosin, so Rashi's Lashon is, Shabbosing, here's the Rashi, by the end of the narrow lines. The Gavi Inixu, the Kihechi the Shabbosing, Omer Bishabbos, Asmuchu Berabon and Shar Malochis, Lehoyu Bemishkon, Ve'ena Malochagmura. Just like we find that by in Shabbos, that Chazal used the word Shabbosing to be Masmich Isurim the Rabbonon, that are things that are not a Malochagmura, but they asked it Mishum Shvus. And the Shabbos main thing is also Mishum Shvus. It means it's learned that from Shabbosin, but they're assumed they're Rabbanon. Achinami Shabbosin, the Gabi Inuik, the Chsif Shabbosin, Ulechem, Vinisem, Lhoisif al Inu Yachil of Ishtia Kosi. Mashmoy said Rashi, the Chaynim and Medaik and Rashi, that it's Mashmoy, that Rashi learned that Shabbosin is a Rabbanon. He compares it to this Shfus you have by Shabbos. By Shabbos, Shfus is about a Rabbanon. So Rashi Shitosi is altogether not sure. In other words, the whole Kasha of the Ran, how can you give it to a Kotun, what happened to Sviya? That's only if you assume that Shari Nuyim had the Raisa. Rashi Shita is that Shari Nuyim had the Rabbana. No, I'm sorry, I'm making a mistake. It's a Kashan Rashi, even though Rashi holds Shari Nuyim had the Rabbana, but Achil and Shti is Avada the Raisa. And Rashi learns the Gemara on Ayin Chesed and Beis, that the Gemara is asking about Achil of Shti also. How come Dilas a sandal, you're not allowed to put shoes on a child on Yom Kippur? And achila shtiyah rechitz and sicha, you're allowed to do to a child be a dayim, give to a child be a dayim. And on that, the Gemara answered that since it's Rabbi Sayu, these things achila shtiyah rechitz and sicha, since they're part of the nurturing of the child, lay gozu b'rabbanon. What do you mean lay gozu b'rabbanon? Achila shtiyah is an issa gomer d'midiraisa, and there's an issa sfiyah. So how could you give a child to eat achila shtiyah on Yom Kippur? As I affected the Becheskel. The Becheskel is not the only one to ask it. I think in Pesach Mishnah Gaon even, how are you allowed to give a child be a dime to eat on Yom Kippur? Then it's the Ran, it's not only Mutras Bikuch Nefesh. Could be the Fila Ran, you have to know if it's not Bikuch Nefesh, let the child take for himself. But upon him, Rashi's mashma that it's not Bikuch Nefesh, and nonetheless, it's Mutter to give him be a dime. Like goes with Rabbana. So the Becheskel answers, the Becheskel answers that since there's no sphere on the essay of Inui, so he says the lav by Yom Kippur, the lav of Inui was only said as a chizik to the essay. He brings a Ramban and Kiddushin. The Ramban and Kiddushin says that there are certain lavin that they're only said as a chizik for the essay, and therefore their hagdara is totally in the essay. So the most of the Ramban, what the Ramban is talking about is there's an essay in the Torah, you have to build a makkah, and then there's a lav leisomim domim beveisecha. The Ramban says leisomim domim beveisecha is just a chizik for the essay, but the dinim are totally in the essay. Whatever is in the essay in the chiyum makkah goes into the lav leisomim domim beveisecha. But whatever is not included in the essay, say a bayashem b'dalad al dalad, whatever is not included in the essay, so it doesn't have the lab either, because the lab was only said the chizuk essay. So the Becheskel wants to say that the essay, that the lab rather, and in Kippur there's a lab, the lab of Ashalei Su'unah, it's not really, the whole lab doesn't say in Torah altogether, it's an ancient Elim, Elim Kei Masirim. But the lab is, not a separate lab, the lab is don't violate the essay. It's a special kind. It's a different kind of lav. It's a, the lav says, "Don't violate the essay. Don't violate the mitzvah of inui." Mimela a katanu, since he doesn't have the issue of mimela to the extent that there's no essay, there's no lav. And since at a katanu there is no essay, because no, it's a svi on an essay. So mimela, there's no lav either, because if there's no essay, then there's no lav. It's a chiddush gadol. Maybe it has a chizuk. The Tiberi Chesed doesn't say it, but maybe it has a chizuk from the Lashon of the Gemara. And the Gemara that I told you before, where the Gemara asks, how could it have said the lav in the Torah? Take a look at that Gemara again. It's Pei Aleph and Aleph. Why didn't it say the lav mafurish in Torah? Was it not from an ancient Elam Kain Masirin? Should have said it beferish. Mishum dele efshe, because there was no way for the Torah to express this lav. Heichi nichte. Nichte rechamano lo yechal achila bekezayis. Then it would have been mashma kezayis, and it's the chrana kezayis. Not a yisra achila bekezayis. Nichte rechamano lo yisuna. That doesn't make any sense either. Don't be misana. Forget, you have to be misana. So there's no way to express this lav. Of what's it going to say? It's going to say don't eat. You're allowed to eat a kezayis. I mean, the kezayis is not in the lav. It's only kezayis. It's going to say don't fast. You have to fast. So there's no way to say it. So the end of Gemara says that Rav Ashi said, "Maskif le Rav Ashi." A few lines down, "Nichtev al tosim in ha'inui." Kasha. So Rav Ashi, no, could have said it. Could have said al tosim in ha'inui. Somebody says nechanami. That's a kasha. Could have said al tosim in ha'inui, so why didn't the Torah say it explicitly? Akoponim, meanwhile, you see from Rav Ashi, had the Torah said this lav, what would it have said? The Torah didn't say the lav b'feirish. But if the Torah would have said the lav b'feirish, what would it have said? It would have said al tosim in ha'inui. Don't be sore from the essay to be misana. So we could read the Dibur Yecheskel into this. In other words, it's not a lav of leisoichal, nisachilo, it's a lav of not doing the essay. That's the lav. Al tosu min ha'inui. But the inui is the essay. The inui is ta'anos nafshu seichem. So mimela, to the extent that he's not violating the essay, then he's not violating al tosu min ha'essay. He's not violating al tosu min ha'inui. So since a kotun is not mitzvah in the essay, there's not even the sphere in the kotun, because a kotun doesn't have the essay at all. And that's the whole idea. The reason why there's no sphere in an essay is because the kotun doesn't have the essay. The lav somehow exists even by the cotton. Just the cotton is not a barinshin. It's the shiniest thing Marzen had in the end, in the beginning of Nigmar, didn't like that. That a cotton has the lav, but it's just not a barinshin. So there is an issue. But the essay, the cotton's not mitzuvim at all. So if the cotton's not mitzuvim in the essay, then he doesn't have the lav of al tosim in ha'inui. And it doesn't even exist by the cotton, al tosim in ha'inui. So mele is no issue. Going back to the question of the Rishonim, how come if Shari Nuyim are derais according to, as the Rambam holds, so how can they were makel? How are they makel by Yeshlechatotim and so on? So the Yecheskel brings a Yireim. Yireim is in Simon Tovchov. I sent it to you in the chat. The Yireim in Simon Tovchov says that the Torah only asered rechitzu v'sicho shel tainug. The Torah only asered when the Torah says v'nisem and we're marbe chamesh inuyim. If the Torah only asered inuyim sheesh bem tainug, I mean, that's the wrong word. The Torah only asered activities that have tainug. Rechitzu sicho that they have tainug. But if they don't have tainug, then that's not what the Torah asked. That's not called being misaneh. Being misaneh means to refrain from tainug. But if you're doing the rechitza shel eil shem tainug, or you're doing the sicha shel eil shem tainug, then that's not a violation of being misaneh. Yeah, it's very similar to the Rana, Moser HaKosov L'Chachomim. But the Rebbeim says it even without Moser HaKosov L'Chachomim. That's the definition of inui. The definition of inui is not to do in yonim of tainug. But the Yireim is not toiled in the fact that it's not mefurish in Torah. The Ran said because the other inuyim are not mefurish in Torah, so mele they're mosul lechachamim, and the chachamim said ad kan we think that we want to it's roy lesser, and the kan veilich it's not roy lesser. The Yireim doesn't say because it's not mefurish in Torah. He says because that's what inuyim means. Inuyim means the meaning of chameshus inuyim. Is in yonim of tanuk. If it's not in yonim of tanuk, then it doesn't go into the chamesh simuyim. So the Rebbe Cheskel asks, so fila yireim is nusach, so then achilu shti also. Why don't they say achilu shti also only usher for the tanuk? Fishdom according to the Ran that it has to do with whether it's mefurish and pasuk or not mefurish and pasuk. Achilu shtiyah mefurish and pasuk. I mean, it's more or less mefurish ibn nefesh, but apparently we're treating that as mefurish. And but Shabbos Shabbos and the other inuyim they're not mefurish and pasuk at all. So that's most of the chachamim. Achilu shtiyah is mefurish and pasuk. Ve'avadati es nefeshi ibn nefesh. That's considered to be mefurish and Torah. So then there's no games. But the other inuim, not mefurish and Torah, they're mosul lechachamim. But the Yireim is not telling them that in the being mosul lechachamim. The Yireim says the Shabbos Shabbosim we're marbe inuim, we're marbe chameshes inuim. Chameshes inuim means in yonim of tainug. But if they're not in yonim of tainug, it doesn't go into the inuim. So achilu shtiyah should say the same thing. So we should be matir achilu shtiyah that are not l'shem tainug. So the Rebbe Cheskel wants to say that achilu shtiyah is not mishkachos. Every achilu shtiyah has tainug. Every achilu shtiyah is l'shem tainug. Or has tainuk. So you have to know. Something means like this. Rechitza, to take off tit, there's no tainuk at all. Rechitza is time to have a nice bath, that's a tainuk. Just to take off tit, it's not considered... It's not that it's tiny, but that's not why you're doing it. Achilu shtiyah, I can imagine cases where we have achilu shtiyah that are not for the sake of tainuk. Person's very hungry, has stomach pains, he's so hungry, so he eats. His purpose is not for tainuk, but he has tainuk. By rechitza to take off tit, or sicha from mishayesh lechatotim bereshay, so it could be it's not just that he's not doing it for the sake of tainuk. It's not even a tainuk. The sicha for chatotim mishayesh lechatotim bereshay, maybe it's not even a tainuk. I don't know, that's a poshut. Kalos rechetzis panel. Why doesn't she have tainuk too? Why we matter it? Because she likes gan al baila, but doesn't say she doesn't have tainuk. And it's mutter because it's not for the sake of tainuk. So if it's not, so you see, it doesn't. You don't need. You see, you don't need that. There shouldn't be a tainuk. Maybe there is a tainuk. A kalos takes a has is rechetzis panel. Why should she have less tainuk than anybody else? But that's not why she's doing it. She's doing it like gan al baila. That's a heter. So why do you say the same thing by achilu shtiyah? Person's oichel v'shoyse because he's dying of his stomach is hurting him because he's so hungry. So he's not eating l'shem tainug. He's eating because he doesn't want to have the pain. So why is that mutter? Why is that osur? So I thought maybe Bayfer Acher, that the what the Yireya means is that the essay of Shabbos Shabbosin is only Yonim of Tainug. But the Lav is even when there's no Tainug. So Achila v'Shtiyah have a Lav. The other Yonim don't have a Lav. So maybe the Yireya's limitation that if it's only Lishem Tainug is a violation, maybe that's only going on, maybe that only qualifies the essay. The Lav is unqualified, but the Lav is only Achila v'Shtiyah. It'll be a modern nafkamina that if a person did achilu v'shtiyah shalei l'shem tainug, that if he'll yirei him, he'll violate the law, but he won't violate the essay. I don't know what a nafkamina might be, but in theory at least. And that needs a little bit to tzorachin. Maybe it's got to look at the yirei inside. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is also very interesting. Here's the Rambam. We read the Rambam before, but I want to take a closer look now. So Rambam said, "It's a mitzvah essay. Lishmis me'achila v'shtiyah. Shnei metanu es nafshe seichem, and yichayv chorus. The nichus kol nefesh leitunu v'nichuso. And me'achas shonah shakosuv chorus. So lemadnu that there must be a shanu v'shorim. There must be an asara also, because ein ainshin elim kein masirim." Then the Rambam says, "V'chein lemadnu min hashmua she'osu lichaytze losu chaylina lesesandu le'liva. U'mitzvah lishvus b'kaleilu k'derech she'sheves me'achilu v'shtiyah. She'nemar Shabbos Shabbosun, Shabbos l'in achilu Shabbosun l'yonim eilu. V'ein chayavim korbin ela l'achilu v'shtiyah b'lvad. Avol rochat se'so chayno lo'i bol ma'kanei se'makas ma'adas." So how we need to understand something. The Sharinuyim, They're included in the essay or they're not. They're included in the essay of Ta'anu as Nefesh HaSeichem, or they're not included in the essay. They're certainly not in the Lav. There's no Koras, so maybe there's no Lav. But are they included in the essay? Bashkof Rishayna, maybe it's Mashma the Rambam, they're not. Because the Rambam said, Mitzvah's essay, Lishbeis Me'achila V'shtiyah. The essay is achilu v'shtiyah shenemar ta'anus nafshe seichem. Then Alocha Hayis says v'chein lamadnu b'pi hashmush she'osu lichayt se'losu chaylinoil mitzvah lishbis mikol elu shenemar Shabbos Shabbosin. So it's a little bit mashma that Shabbos Shabbosin, that these inyonim rechitz sicha and ilus sandal ilo the other dalin inuyim, they're not included in the essay. They're only in this other thing called Shabbos Shabbosin. They're in the drush of Shabbos Shabbosin, but they're not mamish in the essay. Now, the Mishnah is a little bit mashma that way. Magid Mishnah says, I'm already timed out. Take a look at the Magid Mishnah itself, but maybe I'll just read it inside. Magid Mishnah says, these gimel inuyim, it's not a mitzvah miyuchedis min haTorah. Shimkeno yeroi limonis b'minyan haMitzvah. Shabbos Shabbosin is not a separate mitzvah. It's not in the minyan haMitzvahs. Vein loymishu b'chalis anis, nor is it included in lihis anis. Ufi she'ein das Rabbeinu lechichem elam yishabbos Shabbosin. Elazel Rabbeinu mipi ha'shmur v'nikad divrei sefer. Achad shu inyan muyuchad b'fnei atzma. What's he saying? He's saying Shabbos Shabbos are not an essay by itself. But these Gimel Inuyim, they're not included in the mitzvah's essay of Achila V'Shtiyah either, because then the Rambam said mitzvah's essay is Lishbeis Me'achila V'Shtiyah. So these other Inyonim, they're not in the essay of Achila V'Shtiyah. And they're not an essay by themselves. They're Divrei Seifrim. What does it mean, Divrei Seifrim? It doesn't mean they're Abonim. It's clear in the Rambam it's not a Abonim. Moreover, what does he mean? Does he really mean to say that the Gimel Inuyim are... Well, it's not a modern thing in the Rambam. It's clear in the Rambam that the Gimel Inuyim are derais. On the other end, this mashma, that they're not included in the essay of of Tanos Nashasechem. Because otherwise, the Ram should have said, Mitzvahs Acheres, Mitzvahs Esse Acheres, Yesh Be'em Ekipur, Behu Lishbois Vay, Me'achi Livashti, Over Echitza Vesicha, Vinilis Handel, Vitash Mishamito. It doesn't say that. The essay is Lishbois Me'achi Livashti, Shinem Tanos Nashasechem. So then what exactly are these other Gimel Inuyim? They're derisive, but they're not in the essay, so what are they? They learned that from Shabbos Shabbosin. So Shabbos Shabbosin, is that an essay? Is it not an essay? It's not an essay by itself, not its own essay. It's not in the separate dominion, it's not in the minion of mitzvahs. So how do we understand? So that's what the Magen Mishnah is pointing out. But what's talking the answer? So what is it exactly, is Gimel Inuyim? That means if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, we'll take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. HaMitzvah Kufsa Machdalet. So he quotes the drasha that Tanos Nashasechem means Achil Vishtia, Ibud Nefesh, like the Gemara in Dalai in the baseball. Then the Ram goes on and says, V'chein Boa Kabbala, Shehu Osir Berechitzu Vesichu Vinis the Sandal of Atash Mishamito. But we also have Bekabbala, Kabbala means Tarash of Alpeh, that the other Inuyim are also Osir. V'shashvisu Mechuyevis Me'elu Apulus Kulam, and you have to be Shavis from all of these things, Me Omrei Boy from the Pasuk. Shabbos Shabbosun Lachem Benisim Snashasechem. Kilo Yemer, Shechayva by Ashisa Mucheris Bemolochis, Behamaisim, Bashisa Mucheris Bemozan Agufik Yumi Velachin Omer Shabbos Shabbosun. Losan as Sifra, Minayan Shema Gibum also Rakitsu Besikh with Tashmish Amito Tamalamer, Shabbos Shabbosun Shvus. Kilamer, Ashisa Me'elu Kulum Achiagia Inu. So you see clear here on the Ram, also the Ram divides. The mitzvahs, shesivonulis, anois, bitzbasiri, and that means ibud nefesh. He's not talking about the lab, he's talking about the essay. So it's clear in the Ram, the essay is limited to ibud nefesh. That's a very bechidish Ram, it's the Gemara that talks about ibud nefesh, 9 dalad, and based talking about the lab, but the chiyuv koras. But the Ram says the essay is also only ibud nefesh. That corresponds to the Ram in aloha dalad. The essay of Tanus Nafshasechim is Achila Vishtil. Ibud Nefesh. But then the Ram says, but there's also a Kabbalah that there's an Isser of Achitza Sikhan Ilas Asandal and Tashmish Hamito, and it's learned out from Shabbos Shabbos. So what is that? Is it another essay? It's not another essay, then we should have a Mitzvah Kuf Samachay. The Ram doesn't put, is it a Derabbanan? It's not a Derabbanan. If it was a Derabbanan, it wouldn't be here at all. It's a din. It sounds like it's a din deraisa, and it's part of mitzvah kuf samach dalet. But if it's part of mitzvah kuf samach dalet, then kuf samach dalet should start mitzvah that the mitzvah is to be misana ol chamesh simuyim. Seems to be like there's two tiers over here. This mitzvah kuf samach dalet is the achilah v'shtiyah, but then there's a bob kabbalah from Shabbos Shabbos saying that it is also there's also an isser of the other inuyim. So the emes of Shat and Rambam is. The Ram is the Shittosai, the Ram is Shitta in the Shroshim, and in many places, so the Ram holds that anything that's learned out from the Yigimel Midois is called, even though it's a din deraisa, I mean, it's a limud gomor, it has a chaymer of it's a sveika deraisa lechum, it has the chaymer of it's a limud gomor midaraisa. Nonetheless, if it's learned out from the Yigimel Midois and it's not in Pshuta Shel Mikra, then the Ram is Shitta is that it's not counted in the Tayag Mitzvahs, and it's called Divrei Seifrim. Divrei Seifrim doesn't mean it's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Divrei Seifrim means that it's something that the Chachomim were Maitzi with the Yigimel Midos Shatarin and the Dreshes Ben. The Rambam says, even if Moshe Rabbeinu would dash in the Pasuk with the Yigimel Midos, it would be called Divrei Seifrim, and it would not be counted in the Tayag Mitzvahs. So maybe the Rambam is saying like this. What's explicit in Pasuk in Tanos Nafshasechem, the Pshutish Shel Mikra of Tanos Nafshasechem, is Inu Shiyesh Bei Ibud Nefesh, and that's Achil V'Shtiyah. As far as the Minyan HaMitzvah is concerned, that's the mitzvah of Tanos Nafshasechem, because that's the mitzvah that's explicit in Pasuk. But then, Boa Kabbalah, Ram in the Yad called Pia Shmua, there's Tayosh Baal Peh, that there's also an Isser of Achitza Sikha and Ilis Zandal the Tashmish Hamito. And that's learned out from a Ribi of Shabbos Shabbosin. And that's it's a drasha that expands. It's not saying it's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. It's not a D'Rabbanan. But it's divrei seifrim. That's what the Magen Mishnah said also, that it's divrei seifrim. Divrei seifrim means it's from the Yigimul Midos. And with the Yigimul Midos, we expand the Pshutah Shel Mikra and what's really in the Tayag Mitzvahs, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, is Ta'anos Nashaseichem from Achil V'Shtil. But then there's also a V'chein Bo B'Kabbalah. The Ram of the Yad says, V'chein L'mandim in HaShmua, that besides the Pshutah Shel Mikra, which is Achil V'Shtil, there's also an Isser. It's like it's another level of understanding of the pasuk on the level of Yigimul Midos of Divrei Seifrim that we're also including. There's also included over here an Isser of Achitza and Sicha and Nilus Sandal and Tashmish Hamit. That's learned out from the drush of Shabbos. You have the Moshul, a similar thing in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph by the Mitzvah of Kovet Tikberenu by Yomahu. So the Rambam says the mitzvah kovet tikrenu b'yomahu is a mitzvah likbar haruge based in b'yom shenegu. And then he says v'chein likbar kol meis b'yisrael b'yom shemeis. So it's basically the Gemara. The Gemara says kovet tikrenu, even though the pasuk is talking about haruge based in, but kovet tikrenu we marbe all that there's a mitzvah kvur on everybody. So if there's a mitzvah kvur on everybody, so then the Rambam should have said there's a mitzvah to be kovet everybody. The Rambam starts off the mitzvah is to be kovet haruge based in. V'chein, we also have to be kaver kol odom Yisrael. Very, very much similar in structure to what's going on in this drama. And that's the pshat. The tayag mitzvah is kaver tikberenu, the pshut shel mikra, it's talking about who we get based on. There's a ribui from kaver tikberenu, from the double loshen, that were mar b'shar odom Yisrael. That's not a gzeir d'rabbanan, it's a gimel mitzvah, it's a drosha gemura, but it's nonetheless a different level. It's not on the level of what's the ikir mitzvah in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. The ikir mitzvah for the minyan ha-mitzvahs is achil v'shtiyot. But to be safe, there's also a ribui to be marbe the other you know. Then it's a tosefes havana if the Ram goes like the Ram, that the reason why we're makel by shari nuyim that only the tainug is because moser hakosuv lechachomim. We'll go with that nusach, with the Ram's nusach. So this is a tosefes havana in that. What's mefurish in Torah is, so to speak, is achil v'shtiyo, ibud nefesh. So that's not mosul l'chachamim, because that's mefurish in Torah. But what was learned out with the Yigimul Midos from Shalosh Shabbos Shabbos, and what's learned out with the Yigimul Midos, which is Dibbe Seifrim Dik, so that's mosul l'chachamim to determine what exactly goes into Shabbos Shabbos. What exactly is it that we're being marbe over here with this ribui? We're being marbe shari nuyim, but only to the extent that we're talking about miyat tanugim, and not when they're being done from an iyas tzar. Now, Mr. Tukis says in the Rambam, it's also very fascinating. Let's look back at the Rambam in Shusas Hasar. Halacha hey, b'chein lemanim pi ha-shmur, sh'osu l'yuchay, t'ilosuch, and so on. Mitzvah lishbis mikolelu, k'derech sh'shayves me'achilu v'shtiyo. See, also interesting lesson. Mitzvah lishbis mikolelu, k'derech sh'shayves me'achilu v'shtiyo. Why are you giving priority to achilu v'shtiyo? You have to be shayves from these, just like you're shayves from achilu v'shtiyo. Because achilu v'shtiyo is pshutah shel mikra. The ribu is that you also, besides the pshutah shel mikra, you also have to be shayves from these other inyanim. Shenemar, Shabbos Shabbosain, Shabbos l'nechila. So here's the Shabbos l'inyan achila, Shabbos l'inyanim elu. That's agyasa. That means Shabbos Shabbosain, it's a double lashon. Shabbos is achila, and Shabbosain is l'inyanim elu, meaning rechitza sicha nilas sandal and bila. So Gila, we're being married, but Shabbos is what's the ikir of the ikir essay. Ta'anu esna shesekem, achilu v'shtiyu b'nefesh. And then Shabbosin is marba more. There's another gis in the Rambam, in the Frankel Rambam, they bring it, but the Shabbos li'inyin melocha v'shabbosin li'inyanim elu. That the drush is, Shabbos means to be shayvis from melocha. Shabbosin means to be shayvis from inuyim. The emes in Sefer Mitzvahs is mefurish that way. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, it says Shabbos Shabbosin hu lachem, v'nisim es nafshe sechem, kilu yoymar, shechayve bay hashvisa miyuchedes b'melochis v'hamaisim, v'hashvisa miyuchedes b'mozen agufa kiyumay. Kainoma Shabbos Shabbosin. Furish in the Sefer Mitzvahs, like that other gersa. Shabbos is shvisa mi melocha. And then from Shabbosing, we're marbe not only melacha, but inuyim as well. This girsa, so it's not so clear. So who's Shabbosing means the dalad inuyim. Maybe it's achilu v'shtiyo. Mail it according to the girsa that we have printed in the yad. Shabbos le'inyin achilu, Shabbosing is more than achilu. So I understand. Shabbos is the achilu. That's the pshut shel mikra. And Shabbosing means go beyond the pshut shel mikra. But according to the other girsa, which is clearly corroborated here in the Yad, Shabbos means melacha. And Shabbosin means inuyim. So maybe it's the inuy of achilu v'shtiyo. How do you know to be marba other inuyim? So maybe you could say it's like a yitur. But then I don't need Shabbos Shabbosin. He already says ta'anos nashe sechem. So it's an extra posuk. So the extra posuk is coming to be marba shara inuyim. If it's just a yitur, the Ram has to be marach to tell me a yitur. We have a yitur, Shabbos Shabbosin, it's extra. And why did I have to bring in Malach over here? You should say this, a yitur Shabbos. It's a yitur. It's hard for me to believe that the Ram is just telling me a yitur. It's a drosha, Shabbos Shabbosin. Shabbos from Malach, Shabbosin from Inuyim. So I already know Inuyim from Tanas Nashasech. It must be coming to tell me other Inuyim. I have to be so marach about that. Both in the Yad and the Sefer Mitzvahs, he makes this a central thing. He's explaining this extra Inuyim of the Dalit Inuyim. The Dalit Inuyim, he says, because Shabbos Shabbos, Shabbos Mimelocha, Shvisa Ham Yuchedis Mimelochis Vah Maisim, Vah Shvisa Ham Yuchedis Mimelochis Vah Gufi Kiyuma. And he brings it twice. He brings it from the Gemara, and then he from the Sifra. I mean, nine shema kumer aser b'chis of sicha b'tashmish. Hamaloyim is Shabbos Shabbos in Shvus. Kaloyim is Shvisa me'elu kulam ad shi'agia ha'inu. It's clear. The Ram sounds like he's telling me something over here. He's not just telling me there's a din you have that there's a bug, there's a pia shmur that there's other things, and there's a ribui. We have to be a ribui, extra ribui that's marbe like kovetik perenu. The Ram needed to be marach about that. Like Kfur over there, the Ram doesn't bring the dosh of Kabbat to Kabbat at all. It's just the mitzvah to be Kabbat Ruge based in. And then, me Ba'a Kabbalah, me Pi Ashmur, that also called Odom Yisrof. Doesn't even bring the dosh. Who cares about the dosh? Not me Darkish Shal Ram. Smash me to be Pshat in the Ramam. The Rav is learning like this, that Shvisa means to be Shavis completely. Silence, Shvisa. Shabbat Suru Meni. The Iker Inui is Achilu V'Shtiyah. If a person was Mis'ane from Achilu V'Shtiyah, it means memayit chelbei v'domoi, loses a couple of pounds. He has that's called the inu of yibud nefesh. Avad is mekayim the ikir essay of ta'anos nafshe sechem. That's the ikir inu. The ikir inu is that he's fasting. As we all know, you're fasting in Kippur. The ikir is yetzir yeshayves from achilu v'shtiyah. That's the main inu. And the emes the essay the ikir pshutah shel mikra the ikir essay of avad is mekayim with the yibud nefesh. From the drush of Shabbosin, we learn that it's not enough to do a pu'ula of inui, the main pu'ula of inui. You have to be shavis completely from anything that's antithetical to inui, from any tanugim. That's what Shabbosin means. Shabbosin means you have to be shavis legamrei, not enough to do one inui, the main inui even, the ibn nefesh, it's the main inui, it's the main event. You were ma'abed, you had an ibud nefesh. It's not enough. You have to be shavis completely from anything that's the opposite of inu, from any tanug. And that it's from that we're ma'abe, that even rechitza, sicha, nilas, sandal, tashmim, shashmita, anything that has in yanam of tanug, you have to be shavis from. That's the drasha. Just like from melacha, you have to be shavis legame. So too, that shvisa b'malocha is from meisim. So too, there's a shvisa miyuchedes b'mozan agufa kiyuma. And that shvisa, that the shvisa b'mozan agufa kiyuma has to be a shvisa. not enough that I did the main thing. I did the main inui. I did the achilu v'shtiyo. I have to be shavus from anything that's the opposite of inui. To be shavus means nothing at all that's the opposite of inui. So that includes not to be reichus, not to be soch, and so on and so forth. Temus is loshen Rambam. Sorry, loshen Rambam. Are you seeing the Hebrew books right now?
Yeah.
So you're Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Beginning of Perek Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. Nemar b'Toyra tishbeis. So Rambam is introducing shvus to Isurim Derabbanan. But Rambam prefaces, Nemer b'Toyra shvut tishbeis. Afilu midvarim she'enim melocha chayiv lish b'sbehem. So strange Rambam. Told me Isurim Derabbanan. That's how you start? So Isurim Derabbanan, we learned that from Shabbos and shvus. That's the Gemara. But Pashas, you learn the words in Asmachta. The Rambam starts off Nemar b'Toyra tishbeis. What do you mean Nemar b'Toyra tishbeis? You're about to tell me Yisum de Rabbanan. The preface is Nemar b'Toyra tishbeis. It's Mashman Rambam that the Rambam held that there's a kiyum de'eraisa for Chachomim to enact takonos that there should be a total shvisa, not only for Melocha Mamish, but things that are daimim l'malacha, or that are mevim l'malacha. When Chazal make all of these Yisurim d'Rabbanan to complete the, it's a kiyum d'araisa of tishbeis. The pratim of Aris Chacham is Gzeres d'Rabbanan, Dinim d'Rabbanan. But all these Dinim d'Rabbanan are a kiyum in the Nemar b'Toyra tishbeis, because tishbeis means in ganzen, completely, not only from what's mamish and malacha, but shvisa. The Shabbos should be a total succession. There should be no tzad melacha at all. Tzad melacha is something that's maybe the day melacha, something that's daimel melacha. So here you see, Mamish, I think this idea that the sense of shvisa is to be shavus completely. I think that's connected to this other the Rambam by us. That's the Rambam by us. The lamad lamadim pi hashmua. That not only achilu v'shtiyav. That's the ikarinu. That's the ibud nefesh. But it's also to do any tanugim. Losu chelina lisadu lish mitzvah lishbeis mikolelu kederech sheshayveis meachil v'shtiyo shenem shabbos shabbosin shabbos leinyan. And the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah is clear. The right gears is shabbos leinyan melocha v'shabbosin minyan meilu. Meaning just like shabbos leinyan melocha, it's just that you don't just refrain from the main melocha. So you have to refrain from any melocha. At kedei kach that there's a kiyum of tishbeis. There's a kiyum of tishbeis to even make sure you don't do things that are daimel malacha. That Chazal should ask the things that are even daimel malacha. So likewise, by the inu yom kippur shabbosim and yonim elof, that there should be a total shvisa from inyonim of mazon agufik yumoi, even to the extent of not doing any inyonim of hanos aguf. And here, I think we can now, in this light, I think we can hear also very stark the chiluk of the Ran, that, or maybe we can say even a little bit slightly in a different nusuch. In achilu v'shtiyo, it doesn't matter whether it's the tainug or not. Because achilu v'shtiyo is the ikar inui, the ibu nefesh. The mitzvah is to do, the mitzvah is to do a pu'ula of inui. So what does it matter that you ate because you had tsar? But you're missing the main pu'ul of inui. The main pu'ul of inui is to be ibud nefesh, to do a pu'ul of ibud nefesh. If you ate and drank, even if you had terrible stomach cramps and you ate and drank, so you didn't do the pu'ul of ibud nefesh. So you're missing the main pu'ul of ta'anos nefesh seichem. But then there's another inyan, and that's shvus shabbos and shvus, and not only to do the pu'ul of ibud nefesh, which is the main pu'ul of ta'anos, but to be shavus legamrei. From anything that's the opposite of inui nefesh. the opposite of inu nefesh is tainuk. To be shavus legami from tainuk. So if you do a chitza that's not for tainuk, like a kala or a melech or a mishiyesh lechatotim or mishiyesh letit and so on, so that's not a pool of tainuk. So that doesn't go into shvus. That's not a. You're not being meisif anything, and you're not violating this idea of shvus. Shvus means total cessation, besides the main pool of inui, total cessation from anything that's the opposite of inui. Not doing anything that's the opposite. What I'm doing is not the opposite of inui. I'm just getting rid of the tit. It's not the tainuk. But anything that's the tainuk, which is the opposite of ta'anos nafshasechem. So that's included in this din of shvus. And a very striking thing, the Ram called Hilchos Yom Kippurim Shvisas Asar. Hilchos Shvisas Asar. Shvisas Asar Avada means these two shvisas, the shvisa from Melocha and the shvisa from Inuim. Lishbos from Melocha, and now there's other shvus. To be shavus from hanos aguf, kima aguf v'kimozon aguf v'kiyume. The two things together, that's shvisas asar. There's agoshes halev over here. Why is the name of the sefer shvisas hilchi shvisas asar? Shvisas Asar, that's only an essay. It's not even the main Shut Shomik of the essay. The main essay is Ta'anos Nasha Sechem. It should be Hilchas Isra, Hilchas Melochab and Yom Kippur and Ta'anos Nasha Sechem. I mean, that would be a very long title. This is a very short title, so that's a catchy title, Shvisas Asar. But it could be that it's more than that. The din of Shabbosin has to do with the character of the Yom. It's a mitzvah, Ta'anos Nasha Seichem, and that's a mitzvah protis. They have to be Ibud HaNefesh. The halacha that it has to be that this total cessation from anything that's a steer to the, that's a step, from anything that's a steer to Ta'anos Nasha Seichem, total cessation from anything that's even, it's not enough to do the Ta'anos Nasha Seichem. I did the Ta'anos Nasha Seichem. I had the Ibud HaNefesh. I fasted. But this halacha, that there's another halacha that you have to be nimna from anything that's pegeya in this shvisa from Mozan Agufakiyumai. That has to do with the fact that the yoim has to be a yoim that's suffused with the sense of shvisa. Shvisa melocha and shvisa from Mazan Aguf Kiyumai. So the yom is a yom of shvisa sasra. Okay, I know that's drusha, not drusha. There's one kasha. I want to leave you with this. Maybe till tomorrow. Maybe we'll wrap this up. The Rambam Per Gimel Halacha Tes. Let me show it to you. The Rambam writes also losuch miktsas gufay kechal gufay. Ben sicha shel tainuk, ben sicha shel eina shel tainuk. May chayul af b'sheish ein b'sakana sheish lechatot b'roish esach gedarke v'ena cheshish. The Rambam says that sikh is also even if it's ena shaltaina. The next kelim bring that to Yerushalmi. So that's already a pella. Number one, the whole, if sikh is also even ena shaltaina, so then the chayul telling me that all that the other inuyim are even if it's not the shem taina. So what's the heter of? So what are all the heter? This the Ran, the Urayim, we've begun that the heter is, it's as long as not Latinu gets mutter. So that's the heter of Mishiyesh, like Titta, Mishiyesh, Yodah, Melech, Betit, and Melech, and Kalo, and Chatotim, and all the heterim are because it's not Shaltainu. The Ran says, Sikh is also Ben Shaltainu, Ben Shaini Shaltainu. So you close the door, Lechayra, now, and everything that we said. And you close the door on the Teret, so why do we have all these heterim? Number two, the Ram himself, the next line in the Ram is that if he's a chayla, sheish the chatot and brayish, soch gedarke ibein achayish. You just told me that tzich is also even if it's ainu shaltaina. So if tzich is also even if it's ainu shaltaina, so what's the heter of chatot and brayish? Right, I hear he has tzar. So what? If the issue of tzich is ainu shaltaina, then it's a denis and it's a tzich. Who cares if he has tzar or not? And then there's another kasha, the Chayinim ask, the Rambam himself, by Tisha B'Av, in Hilchos Taniyos, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes, by Tisha B'Av, Osir b'chitze b'mechamin b'mitzayman afil l'heshet etzboi b'mayim, v'osir b'sicha shel tainuk, Upinilas asando, Ubatash Bishamita, Kiyema Kippur. By Tisha B'Av, he only asks the Sikha Shaltainu. That's not so terrible. Tisha B'Av is a Drabonin, who's more Makel. But then he says, but he fears always, also with Sikha Shaltainu, Ubinilas asando, Ubatash Bishamita, Kiyema Kippur. What Kiyema Kippur? Forget. It's not Kiyema Kippur. And in Kippur, he asks it even a Sikha Shaini Shaltainu. Yes, so that already we'll have to, that we'll think about tomorrow. We'll talk about tomorrow somewhere. Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Hey. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Carl too.